All right, we're recording now. It says we have 40 minutes, so I guess that's all the time we have. But we don't really need to go for that long if you're busy or anything like that.
Okay, well, we're driving to meet Sarah, so
I
ask.
just wrote like a couple of things down for like structure and whatnot.
Okay, sure. Ask.
So we should start by introducing ourselves. I'm Billy Stevens. This is my mom, Shay. Say hi, mom.
Hi, Billy.
She's home in San Diego right now. Or not San Diego. You're in California, but like you're in LA, right?
Me, sorry, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. No, I can see you.
Okay. I'm actually in Los Angeles today, but
Yeah. I'm in boarding school right now in Pennsylvania. My mom's visiting my older sister, right? You're visiting Sarah, Mom,
can you hear
you're
me?
visiting Sarah right now, right?
Yes, we're visiting Sarah. Yeah, well, we're on our way to visit her.
Yeah, so, well, both of us left this year. Like one week after the other,
Yeah.
I'm here, and obviously, and Sarah's up in LA living alone. So like, I just kind of wanted to ask, like, what's it been like at the house without us two, just Ella?
Oh my gosh. You're gonna make me cry already.
Yeah,
Interview just
these are gonna mostly be like open-ended questions, so the entire conversation could be on one question, or we could just run through them. It's just like when you feel like moving on, we can move on.
What has it been like without you? Well, clearly I miss you a lot and I miss Sarah a lot. I don't know. I guess there's been some the good and the bad. The bad is that we just miss you guys terribly, and I have to have your bedroom doors shut because when I walk by, I don't want to look in. But there's been good too. I have a lot less laundry and a lot less dishes, a smaller grocery bill.
Yeah.
So, there's some pluses. Ella's in school now, so she's, always busy, which gives Dad and I the freedom to do things like we're doing today, like hop in the car and, go visit your sister, which is, that's been nice. So definitely some good and some bad, but we sure guys terribly, and it's been a huge adjustment. It's a lot to get used to, and but slowly but surely, every day gets a little easier. And knowing that you're happy at the hill has been huge. Getting to see pictures, all of that's been fantastic.
What's it been like for Ella? Do you know, like,
So, I think for Ella, it's been this. You guys terribly. But I think it's been the same. I mean, she's so busy in school that I think every day gets a little bit easier for her. And I think there's been certain little things like homecoming is coming up, and she misses you because that's something you guys would have done together. But she's so busy this year with everything. She's working and school and sports that she's handling it just fine.
She texts
Better.
me every now and then, but I like wasn't exactly sure because I'm not obviously there.
Yeah.
So, I can't like really say for sure how she's doing.
Right. Yeah. She's doing a little better than me.
Well, I kind of wanted to ask like you like questions about like kind of your life, because I feel like I don't really know that much.
Yeah, ask me.
Like I'm going through the last couple of years of high school right now and getting ready to go to college. Like, what was like high school and college sort of like for you?
Oh my gosh. High school was just, we had so much fun in high school. I mean, I had a great friend group. you know, being in Texas is a lot different than being in California. Things like football is huge. So, you know, we had football games, and my senior year of high school was, you know, kind of a blur because we were so busy, as like you guys are, but also times were a lot different then. So, you know, some of the things that are different, I guess, that I didn't experience that you guys have is like the phones, and, you know, you're always available anytime I want to call or text you. And our parents were not necessarily involved as much as parents are now.
What do you mean by that? Like, they just, well, like,
when I was in your, about the time that you're in right now, when I was in high school, you know, I was applying to colleges and thinking about my future, and my parents didn't have any part of that. They didn't. And I had very loving parents. It wasn't that. It's just that, you know, back then they weren't in my business as much as parents are these days. They mm-hmm. didn't know the schools I applied to. I mean, I told them, but, you know, it wasn't like it is now where parents seem to be a part of the process all along. I just applied to schools that I was interested in and waited to find out.
You went to Texas Tech with dad.
I went to Texas Tech. Yep.
You guys were in high school together too.
We were in high school together. Yeah. Off and on. We weren't necessarily dating. We did go on several dates and hung out, but we weren't serious until we got to college.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, like, in those, like, years of your life, what would you say is, like, sort of the biggest challenge that you had? What was the hardest time for you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The hardest time during high school, you know, I have to say high school kind of was easy. I didn't have anything. I mean, I lost my, my grandmother. That was really hard because she was a huge part of our family. So that was tough. But you know, she was 93. So we all, you know, knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any big, you know, hard times during high school. It was pretty smooth. I had a good life.
What about college?
Well, at that point, your dad and I started dating really serious. Like, I knew I was in love with him and wanted to marry him one day, my freshman year in college. And then one summer, in fact, it was just after freshman year, I was all excited to go back home to San Antonio for the summer. I couldn't wait. I was so excited to go home to San Antonio and hang out for the summer and not have school and not have responsibilities and stay in my parents' house and eat for free and, see all my high school friends. And then all of a sudden dad told me, well, I'm staying at Texas Tech for summer school. And I was like, wait, what? What do you mean you're staying for summer school? And so we were apart all summer, and we decided that we thought, you know, okay, if this is it, if we're going to, like, if we love each other like we think we do, maybe we should, you know, just see other people or just see what happens over the summer in case, you know, we'll know. By being apart for 3 months, you know, we'll know. And it was horrible for me. I cried. All I wanted to do was go back and be with him, which is funny to think about now. We've been married 26 years. But I thought that was the end of my life, that I couldn't be with him. So that was a hard summer. But really the first year or two of college were just pretty fun. And I did change my major at the beginning of my second year in college, which was tough because I had to take a lot of classes to kind of make up for what I had missed in, I ended up with a Bachelor of Science in psychology. So I had to kind of go back because I wasn't on that route at first. And so going forward, I just had to kind of double up on some classes. But, you know, it was smooth. It was good. Again, nothing major bad happened. It was fun to be with your dad during those times and, you know, be young and know, we studied and enjoyed Texas Tech football games, and it was pretty normal, boring.
What would you say? What would you say you're most proud of from high school and college?
Oh,
like what God. Is an what's an achievement that what is something that you did or just a time in your life that you're the most proud of and that you like feel happiest about?
Well, academically speaking, I am very proud. You know, I powered through college in 4 years exactly. Daddy and I both did. And then after I made the decision to switch to a bachelor's of science for psychology, I was super proud that I had that route and I was excited about it. And it was just fun to kind of, it made school academically much easier and more fun because I was so involved and invested in the classes and loved them. So it was good. It was a good feeling to know I was doing something I was enjoying doing. And every class I took, I liked it. And it was just kind of reiterated to me that I was on the right path. And then most proud, I would say, was just finishing college and being accepted into a master's program. And then I went on and got my master's. I was very proud of that. And getting my master's degree was a lot of fun because those classes were very different than anything I had experienced in high school and college. And they were small classes and just the people doing exactly what I wanted to do, which made it really very interesting. And you know, I think probably that's what I'm the most proud of, was just knowing I was doing what I wanted to do and enjoying it, and then going on and getting my master's. That made me proud. Yeah.
What was it like after college? Like, I mean, I know that you and Dad obviously didn't get married immediately after college, but like, what was life like? Did you live with him immediately after college, or how did that go?
No. I did not. I think that your grandparents would have killed us if we did that. Mm-hmm. That was I actually went back home and lived with your grandparents, with my parents, while I was working on my master's degree. And Daddy asked me to marry him. It was a few months after college. Daddy asked me to marry him. So it was like the end of July, and we graduated in May. So I spent a year working on my master's degree, living with Mama and Papa, and planning our wedding. And then we got married. Obviously, at that point, I still had about a little more than a semester of my master's degree to go. So right after college, we both kind of went our separate ways. I mean, we stayed together. We were engaged, but I lived with Mama and Papa, and he lived with his parents for a little while. And then he moved to Bay Minette, Alabama to work in a furniture factory because he wanted to learn.
Yeah. That's actually news to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wanted to learn the furniture business. He was going to go in as a sales rep, but really wanted to learn the business from the ground up. So he worked in a factory in Bay Minette, Alabama for a while right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just got in the car.
Sarah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, Sarah. Okay. I'm doing like an interview thing with Mom for my English project. We're just talking about life and whatnot.
Yeah, sorry. This isn't exactly conducive to it. Interview, but
it's okay.
Okay, all right.
Say hi. I've been walking.
Oh no, it's okay. What like I know that you guys lived for a little bit before, like obviously you had Sarah and I and Ella, but like what was it like before then? When you guys were living together, where were you guys living?
When we first got married, we were living, at a little house that we bought in San Antonio, Texas.
Is that the place you showed us?
Yes, exactly. Yep. And we lived there for, about a year. And then we, after that, we moved to California. So,
didn't we live at the Shores for a little bit?
No, you guys did not live at the Shores. We left the Shores before I was pregnant with you guys. And then we actually had a home in San Antonio that we kept for several years. So you guys were all born in San Antonio. You know that, right? You were born in Texas.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening was we were kind of going back and forth while Daddy was working in California and still living in San Antonio. And that's why you guys were all born in San Antonio, because we hadn't, like, we were going out to California and he was working out here and we had a place out here, but we weren't living full time until you guys. Yeah, it was a fun time. Hard traveling with three little babies.
Yeah. I know, obviously, with the three of us, there'd be like a lot of challenges that life would bring, you know, and like problems that would come up. What were some of those that maybe I don't know much about or just don't know about at all?
When you guys were real little?
Just growing up in general.
Well, the first thing that was kind of big once you guys were born was when we made the decision to live in California permanently and get rid of our place in San Antonio. We were excited. It was a new chapter in our lives, and we had you three kids, and it was very difficult to break it to our families in Texas that we were moving away. So that was the first big sort of monumental thing that happened in our marriage after you guys were born. But they slowly got used to the idea, and they liked coming out to California to visit. And then once we were living in San Diego full time, it was pretty smooth at that point. You guys went to preschool and it was near our house in La Jolla, and you know, that all went great. I mean, you know, there wasn't anything. Luckily, you guys were all healthy and, you know, nothing major happened with anyone's health or anything like that. Of course, Daddy's business went up and down a little bit. And once we moved to California, I started working for him because he needed it. His business was growing, which had its good and bad things about it, but he needed help. And we didn't have a lot of money back then to hire anybody. So I did a lot of things to help him out and was basically kind of a secretary for him for a while. Nothing major happened that was, you know, the worst thing that happened after you guys were born was, of course, we had the recession in 2008 that was very difficult financially, but we made it through as a family, and Daddy and I in our marriage, and, you know, you go through tough times like that, but, you know, that's what they say for better or worse when you get married is sometimes things are going great and sometimes they're not, and you know, have to support each other through it. And then other than that, of course, your head injury when you were a freshman was scary. But yeah, that's it.
I know.
Nothing bad really happened, you know, when you were growing up.
I know, like, of anyone in the family, you're probably the most religious out of all of us. How has God, like, and all that kind of impacted your life?
Oh my gosh, God has impacted my life in every way. Now you're going to make me cry again. You know, one thing that I guess did happen with Daddy and I guess I didn't mention this, but I don't know if it was exactly an answer to your question, but we had trouble having kids, and we were told that we would never have kids naturally by a doctor, and that was incredibly hard, and God 100% got us through that, because we were scared. We didn't know, what does that mean? Do we not have kids? Do we adopt? Do we try to do fertility things? But we just prayed and prayed and prayed about it, Daddy and I both. And you know, God knows what he's doing, and if you just have faith, you get through it. And you end up being fine with whatever happens, because you know that it was meant to. And God 100% gave me comfort through that time. And I can easily say that what God has done most in my life as a mother and a wife is just given me complete comfort that everything's going to be okay, because I know he's in charge. And if I just, when I think things are going downhill or something's, or I'm terrified about something, if I just pray, then I know it's in hand. I tell God it's in his hands, and then I feel good about it. I feel like, you know, I know it's going to be okay. So, so faith has been very important in my life and Daddy's.
Yeah. Well, now it's like kind of what I'm going to do for the next couple of years is kind of like set pretty much for the most part. But I mean, obviously I don't think any of us thought that I'd be here, especially or be playing lacrosse and potentially playing in college. How did you think I was going to turn out when I was growing up?
Oh, you guys, all three of you all were, everyone was always blown away by how smart you are, how we knew that all three of you guys were going to be just fine. Obviously we knew that when you go through times as, you know, teenagers, that are every parent, you know, is told like, oh, get ready, 'cause you know, they're, it gets tough. But we never had any doubt that all three of you guys were going to be perfectly fine. As long as we could keep you guys alive and no bad car wrecks or, you know, anything like that, then we knew everything was going to be okay. We had, you know, again, that's where faith comes in. But I don't know. Did I answer your question really? I guess.
They're all just kind of like open-ended questions. You can kind of speak on whatever you want to.
Yeah. Well, we didn't, you know, you don't know how things are going to turn out, but we weren't too worried about you guys. Of course, we had no clue that, you know, you and Ella would be athletes and Sarah would be an artist. I mean, you don't know any of that when you have kids, but you guys created your own paths, and we just were along for the ride.
Did you have, like, you say that, but like, did you have like sort of like dreams and like aspirations for like us?
You know, Daddy and I as a couple always talked about dreams for you guys for sure. But one thing that always, or not always, but younger, we definitely knew was very evident, is that we both were raised very differently in very different types of households. And we both turned out okay. So we told ourselves, like, what, as a parent, you know, what did our parents do that made us turn out okay? You know, no big hiccups, nothing too majorly bad happened that, you know, we high school and college, and we were good members of our community and our church. And, you know, what went right? Because our parents, our two households that we grew up in, were very, very different. And Daddy and I both agreed without a doubt in our minds that the one common denominator in the way that we were raised was that we felt unconditionally loved. No matter what happened, we knew we were going to be loved by our parents. And we felt like going into parenthood, we needed to make sure you guys knew that you were going to be unconditionally loved no matter what. We had our rules, we had our boundaries, we had, you know, certain things, but no matter what in life, we wanted to make sure our kids knew that they were loved. So,
well, you definitely did that right.
Oh, yay. Yay. Yeah, I don't know. Did that answer your question? Now I'm getting out on a tangent, I feel like.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Go on a tangent. You know, that's the whole point of this.
I haven't felt in years, so.
Yeah.
You're bringing back a lot of fun memories in Daddy and I's life. That's for sure.
Yeah. Would you say that, do you think that like we've been living up to your sort of expectations for us?
Oh my gosh, we could have never dreamt better. I mean, you three kids, the way your minds work and your hearts just blow us away daily. I mean, we couldn't have asked for better. We couldn't be more proud. I'm gonna hop out so I don't lose reception. Sorry, Billy, I hate to do this, but
That's okay.
gonna hop out of the car real quick. Yeah, we are thrilled with the way the three of you guys are turning out. Absolutely. Look, you're making me cry again. yeah, we you guys are all such amazing people with just your heart. You and Ella and Sarah have such beautiful hearts and such beautiful minds. And at this point, Daddy and I are just, you know, we're just thrilled and excited for the future for you all. And now we're just holding on and we can't wait to see what's next.
Yeah.
You're making me cry a lot in this interview.
Yeah, that's kind of it's okay though. Well, is there anything that you kind of wanted to ask me?
Oh, all these things you've made me think of. I could think of a thousand things I want to ask. Not really. I mean, I don't know how deep you want to go in this interview, but you know, I guess
As
a
much as you
parent,
want.
I think a parent always just wants to know, did I do okay?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
Yeah, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Yep, you are, baby. Absolutely.
You guys are 3 for 3.
That's 4 for 4. Oh, 3 for 3 with the kids. I thought you meant phone calls that I cry.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's loud. I had to get out of the car.
No, it's okay.
All right.
Well,
Well, I love this interview. This made me bring, I mean, gosh, a flood of memories and feelings have come back talking to you. This has been great.
I guess I kind of we should I just end this on, is there anything that you want to say to me, maybe that you have or haven't said to me before? Do you
Well,
want
I've
me to
probably
know?
said it to you a thousand times, but there is no way anyone could ever be more proud of their child. You have such an amazing heart and such an amazing mind, and I just want to say to you, just I can't wait to see what your future holds, whether it's on the lacrosse field, in your academic life, in your adult life moving forward, where you go in life, what you do, who you marry or don't marry or whatever. I can't wait because I just am so incredibly proud of you. I could have never dreamt that you would be such an amazing human being when you were, you know, the apple of my eye. Yeah, I just want to say, go for it. You're going to always have my love and support, and go live your life and dream your dreams and make them happen. Work hard because that's how you make them happen. Because work is hard work. It's not easy. None of it is easy. And anybody that says it is lying.
Yeah.
But I just want to say to you, I know you're going to be great because I know your determination and your will and your work ethic and your love. And I want to say to you that when things aren't going right and they're not going to always go right, look to God. Always look to God first. And then if we're still around, come to us. But that's what I want to say to you. Yeah, I guess that's it.
I love you, Mom.
I love you so much, baby. This, I didn't know what this interview was going to be like. My gosh. I love you so much, honey.
Was Dad driving?
He was driving. He dropped me off because he was going in a parking garage and I didn't want to lose connection.
Mm. Make sure you tell Sarah and Dad that I love them too.
I promise you I will. I absolutely will tell them that the second I see them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, Parents Weekend is next weekend.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I'm counting the minutes.
Mm-hmm. I had to go to the dean's office to figure out how transportation from the airport to Philly or from the Philly airport to campus would be.
Yeah.
So that's what that form was that I sent you earlier. I got to figure that out. But
yeah,
other than that, everything's about set. I'll see you next weekend.
Yeah. When I go in and sit down with Sarah and Daddy, I'll have him send you a screenshot of your ticket information so you can upload it to that thing. Cause it said like a PDF or it said whatever a picture is.
Yeah.
Not PDF, JPEG.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's about it.
I love you so much. And you're having a good time still? You're happy?
Oh, yeah. I love it here. I really do. Everybody's been really nice. It's been a lot of work. And I find myself spending like a good couple hours every single night in the library studying on my own, but it's weird because I enjoy it. I really do. I look forward to going to the library and like putting a lot of time in and just like learning things and understanding different concepts. It's been like everything that I saw like before that was like boring with school, like it's been fun. I love it here. I really do.
I'm so glad, baby. I'm so, so, so glad.
Everybody's so nice. The athletic facilities are amazing.
Well, I guess my only wish was that we had sent you earlier, but I'm glad we didn't because I cannot imagine you having left any earlier.
Yeah.
It would
have been. I left a year early already.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad. That's what you're there for. You're there for, I mean, a great, great academic education and lacrosse. So
mm-hmm.
That's what you're there to do.
I've only been here for 26 days, and it's hard to imagine that I'm going to be here for like 100-something more. I look forward to it.
You mean you're going to be sad to leave?
No, there's so much more to in this year alone. It feels like I've been here for a while, but like, it's hard to imagine that I'm just getting started here. Really.
Yeah. Are you homesick at all?
Not as much as I would be, to be honest. Like, I feel like when I come home, it's going to hit me.
Yeah.
I imagine. I'm not sure, but yeah. I haven't dwelled too much on like leaving and my friends and all that, mostly because I'm still in touch with everybody, but also just like I have a lot on my plate here. Not that it's like a bad thing, but like it's just like I have so much to focus on and there's a lot to do. Like I don't really have that sort of.
You're so smart to be focusing too. I mean, I think you know this, but I mean this is a gift to go there, and that's all we wanted you to do was go there and do what we wanted you to do there and why we would make this happen financially and ripping our heart out to leaving us is because we wanted you to get that education and that experience in lacrosse. So that's what you're there to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to hear that that's what you're focusing on because, you know, you need to have some fun too. We're not saying, you know, don't enjoy everything else, but like, you know, I'm glad to hear you're in the library a couple hours a day. That's going to help you when you get to college because you're going to have more information in that noggin of yours and it's going to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I guess that's it.
All right. I love you so much, Billy.
I love you too, Mom. I'll see you soon.
Okay. I'm proud of you.
If you want to call me again on Sunday, you can. This is only one for this week.
Yeah.
And then parents' weekend. I'll see you next Friday.
I can't wait.
I love you too.
Okay.